This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back. It's a Wednesday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we are one day away from opening day. How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. It is a Wednesday, so I always feel pretty good on a Wednesday, and we are closer. When I say we, I mean the LTBB. We are closer to being up in Northeast Ohio. I'm just telling you, be aware.
I shouldn't have said Wednesday. North.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said it. But don't worry. That's the thing that has me in a good mood.
Okay, all right.
See, we're at this time of the year, and I'm looking for things to put me in a good mood, Brother Spike. And I'll tell you in just a moment who doesn't have me in a good mood this time of the year. We'll get to that. Jackie Baseball. Let me tell you. You've been counting down to opening day for like a month and a half.
Oh, longer than that.
I'm just saying, you've been counting down, and I've been hearing you. You've been anticipating. You've been waiting. It's time for your boys to put up or shut up. Just understand that tomorrow, it all counts.
On the clock.
Holler at your boy.
'Twas the night before Phil's season.
All right.
Who's not excited? I can't wait, dude. It's like Christmas Eve.
It is. It's exciting.
Yeah.
We got something to watch again.
We had a good appetizer.
It's not like Christmas
Eve. It's just like Christmas Eve.
It's
just
like not even like Christmas
Eve. Some would say better than Christmas Eve. Some would say better. It all counts.
Maybe in your house. Talk to those kids.
Oh, I'll keep him walk up. We're going to see Santa tonight.
All right. There you go.
It's more like the first day of school.
No, come on. The first day of school is horrible.
You're excited.
No, first day of school is great.
First week of school, you are excited. You haven't seen everybody all summer.
Just because you were a loser in high school.
I was a loser. I was a loser. Well, you guys were jocks, and look, we're all in the same friggin' place. We're all in the same place.
Good
I'm
point.
Glad you had a good time
good
in
point.
High school.
Back to mine now. My point is that you're only excited about school the first week of school. And then reality sets in.
Yeah, all the work.
Yeah. So that's what it's like, Jack. It's not like Christmas Eve with the baseball season getting ready to start. We'll be excited this week and maybe next week, maybe even this month. We'll see how excited we are in May, June, and July.
You're laying down the gauntlet.
August.
You see that sharp tongue in there? That's why he's on my watch list.
The
I'm just saying.
Tongue.
We'll see how excited we are then.
So it's a big show, as it always is. Flyers and 50 returns at 3:30 with Broods.
It's actually a big Flyers and 50.
There is some controversy in Flyers land.
Got somebody else in our crosshairs.
Yep. Buster Olney joins us at 5 o'clock to talk about
Buster?
The Bills. Yeah, one of the few people that could move the top 5 at 5 to 5:30, and that is Buster Olney. And today's
I gotta admit.
What?
Y'all pretty soft for this too, man.
Yeah, why?
Especially you, baseball dude.
Excuse me?
That he's moving the top 5-5 for Buster only.
Listen, he said 5 o'clock hour. I want to make it a nice. I want to give people plenty of time to react.
He's selfless.
Yeah,
he's selfless.
Listen, if it was a little football analyst, they're getting 5:30.
There's no way you would have moved it for anybody else.
Today's show powered by Verizon. For a limited time, get their best price ever. Drop in your local Verizon store today to learn more. So we do talk. We start with the baseball team.
Yeah.
And Ike, you do have a sharp tongue, but I want to present to you that the national media does not seem to have as sharp a tongue about the Phillies. Let me present some numbers to you, because I was doing some reading this morning. ESPN baseball preseason power rankings come out before the season, and the Phillies are number 3 in their power rankings. Yeah. They also took votes of all of their experts, and the team that got the second most votes to win the World Series, your Philadelphia Phillies. Mm-hmm. They also took votes to see who the most likely team would be to win the National League. Second most votes to the Dodgers, your Philadelphia Phillies. Mm-hmm. So it seems as though the national media has a very high perception of the Phillies. Number 3 overall in baseball, second most likely to win the World Series. Are they overrating the Phillies, or are you more accurate?
No, I feel like they're overrating the Phillies. I mean, let's just be honest. This isn't about being a Debbie Downer. Like, if we want to do the whole, I hope they do great this year. Yeah, of course I hope they do great this year. Yeah, they're our home team. They are. But if you're talking about what we actually feel, you mean to tell me when talking about the Phillies, you get the sense that this is the third best team in baseball? That this team has the second best chance in the National League to be in the World Series? You really feel that? That's what you feel? This fan base doesn't feel that. You're selling me numbers about baseball and ESPN's nonsense because they need somebody to sell with this sport going into the season.
Wow, now you're attacking the sport.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what they do. I mean, that's what it is. And we are a rabid fan base that we're going to... Listen, you put our team out there either in a disrespectful way, or you put them out there in a in such a high light, right? You're putting them up there with the other best teams. They think that's going to put a charge and a battery in our back. But guess what? It's not working. It's not working. And the number one guy with the battery in his back for just about every team in this city every year is me.
You are
on these airwaves.
Captain Philly.
It's not working with me. It's not working.
I've never seen you this way.
It's not working. It's just not working. And I'm going to tell you why it's not working for me. Because I don't feel like the team is exuding that type of confidence. They aren't saying, well, we're going to downplay it and we're being disrespectfully. When we're being disrespected, right, by people who don't believe how good we are, how good we can be. We're going to go out and show them, but we're not going to talk about it. That's the Mary Had a Little Lamb way of just going about business and saying, you know what? If we do happen to be pretty good this year, we're going to let you guys know about it. But if we aren't, you guys didn't expect us to be very good anyway. So why are you so upset? And I got that from Casty. That's what I took from a paraphrase from something he said, basically. If we do well, it's great. Nobody expects us to do well. If we don't do well, oh, well, you guys didn't expect us to do anything anyway. So it's that mentality. I'm not going to sit here and give you a bunch of numbers and argue against what they hit, ERAs, all this bunch of nonsense that baseball people try to make this sport so complicated to understand, which it really isn't.
Oh, here we go.
But I'm just saying that's the reality of it, because that's why when you can't explain why the team isn't as good as it should be, my answer again is it's baseball. I never hear that it's football. I never hear that, it's just basketball. I only hear that it's baseball, right? Because you can't explain something that is obvious to everyone's eye. And so with this team, when we talk about them being overrated, I'm saying they're overrated from the standpoint of I don't feel it. I don't feel it with this team. And they're going to have to show it for me to feel it and get behind it. They're going to have to actually go out there and do it. And I'm sorry, they get out to a good start. Oh, well, it's a long season. It's baseball. They're going to have to do it in October. It's not my fault that they lost in the World Series. It's not my fault they blew games 6 and 7 at home against the Diamondbacks. It's not my fault you went out meekly against the Mets last year to where you basically killed anyone's excitement about baseball around here to have that level of optimism. Don't blame me because I won't fool myself right now into saying how great the Phillies are. It's a keep it real season. Buckle up.
215-592-9494. ESPN says the Phillies are the third best team in baseball. They have the second most votes to win the World Series, second most votes to win the National League. Is ESPN, or is the national media overrating the Phillies? And I don't think they are. Mm-hmm. Like, so I disagree with you, and I've been saying it for the last month. I don't think they are right behind the Dodgers, even though they're number two or number three. I think there's a big difference between the number one team in baseball and the number two or three team in baseball. But beyond the Dodgers, we can sit and pick apart the inadequacies of the Phillies, but every other team in baseball, there is something wrong with every other team in baseball. We're all scared of the Mets. The Mets don't have a rotation like the Phillies have. Mm-hmm. We're all scared of the Braves, and the Braves, again, should be better than they were last year. They won't have the same injuries, but I don't see a more talented team with the Braves than I see with the Phillies. I look at the American League, and I see the same good but imperfect teams. The Yankees are good but imperfect. The Orioles are good but imperfect, all that. The Phillies, and the thing I would say about the Phillies over those other teams is the Phillies do have more postseason experience. Mm-hmm. They do have a lineup I at least feel like I know what I will get out of, and they do have a really good rotation. I don't think they're the favorite to win the World Series, but I do think they are right behind the Dodgers with every other good team in baseball. I don't think the national media is overrated.
Yeah. Well, listen, and that's all on paper. See, that's the problem. See, then I would take you back to last year. Were they not one of the more talented rosters in baseball last year?
Yes, and they won 95 games, and they won the National League East.
And they went out in 5 games.
They did.
They went out in 5 games. So that's what it's never been about how much talent they have.
It's
never been about how much talent they have. They were the more talented team against the Diamondbacks. That's never been the case. The case is whether or not they play to that talent level when they need to late in the season. And that's what I don't believe, other than one player on the team. And that's Bryce Harper.
And Zach Wheeler.
Well, yeah.
You're right.
Pitchers, yes.
Everyday player, right.
I'm just speaking more about the everyday players. Bryce is a red light player. He shows up in the postseason. So I don't necessarily concern myself with him. I don't concern myself with Bryce Harper when we're talking about chasing. That's why I felt like that was a wasted question on him. We're really wasting that question on him, asking him about his teammates and their issues at the plate. He doesn't have a problem with chasing. Right?
Right.
Right, like Bryce Harper is fine. It's the other guys. And I'm going to tell you this. This is the other thing that I'm – Rob Thompson – do something.
Well, I agree with you on that one.
Do something. Do something other than be likable. You're likable to your players. They love you. That's commendable, right? That's not a negative, but that doesn't help us when we're struggling. It doesn't help us when we're struggling. And for those that'll be like, well, you know what? He stuck with Casty every day last year when he was struggling. Well, you know what? It's easy to stick with Casty when the rest of the team is carrying all the weight. Because had he done that with Casty while they're struggling, then it doesn't make sense. So you can keep Casty in the lineup every day while he's struggling because they're still averaging 7 runs a game. They're only giving up 2 runs a game. They're winning in spite of Casty. So you got to tell me where it is that Rob Thompson has done something where he's made a move that made a difference. That made a difference. He waited forever to bench Boehm at the end. That didn't do anything. So I say this to say this is how much pressure is on this team to win this year before it gets turned up on them. And he's going to be the first person everybody looks to as a sacrificial lamb. You got to give me something, Skip.
Jack, do you think the national media overrates the Phillies?
No, and I love this energy from Mike. I love this energy. It's coming right off the Eagles Super Bowl. Everyone's peeking around, all the Eagles first people in this town. I can sense it. You're speaking for a lot of people when he does that. And I think this team has something ready for all the doubters. I like that they're being doubted. Here, I don't really care.
You're like jolly.
Yeah, just love it.
Doubt me.
Love it.
Doubt me.
Disrespect.
Doubt me.
Give me it. Like, feed me all of it. They're a great baseball team. They're a great baseball team.
Great.
They're a great baseball team.
Great.
Yes. Yes. They have a top five rotation, top five lineup, top five bullpen. That's great baseball. I don't know what to tell you. So I like that they're being doubted. I think they've heard it all offseason. I think they heard
top five rotation.
Top three rotation. My bad.
Yeah. Top five rotation.
Then you said top three.
Yeah, top one. The best rotation in baseball.
Well, best rotation
number two,
in baseball.
Number two rotation in baseball.
Okay. Zach Wheeler. Yeah. So that means you're feeling pretty good about Aaron Nola this
year, right? I told you multiple times. I'm in on Nola.
Don't tell me what you told me. I'm just saying. I just want to get it on record. You feel good about
Aaron
Nola. 3 points. That means I don't want you jumping ship at the first sign of any troubles.
You're always with me. I can't jump ship.
Yeah, because you're quick to jump ship.
Well, listen, new information. I will not jump ship. I'll give him three starts.
In one hand, you're telling me they're the best rotation in baseball. Christopher Sanchez is about to go through his first year as a guy.
He's going to be the guy.
Well, okay. Well, we're about to see what it's like to have a spotlight on him. Zach Wheeler is the only one I don't worry about. Jesus? Really?
Yeah.
We're all in.
As long as he's healthy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. As long as Joel is healthy, he's great, too. Yeah, I mean, like,
don't enough with the Sixers.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, as long as he's healthy, that's a part of the issue is health, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's every player.
Okay, well we already got one guy headed to the IL for a while, and he's got a bad back.
Three starts.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot.
Okay.
Six starts.
So I'm just saying, our number one rotation, two guys are already iffy to me. Jesus is iffy. He's iffy. You're going to give me 2 or 3 years
well,
ago?
And Ranger.
Sure. Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
All right. 215.
And you guys are all in on Nola. The two biggest skeptics are Aaron Nola.
No. I had Nola all in now, right? In last year's top 11, I had Nola higher than both of you.
Hold on. There's no way you're going to tell me you're more of a Nola guy than I am.
I'm not a Nola guy, but I think he's good.
On the top 11, you had him higher than
I
me?
I did.
I don't believe that.
I believe I did. Check the internet.
And you.
He's not in my top 11.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a Knowlesman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We do have a next question today. Today would have been Leonard Nimoy's birthday. Leonard Nimoy, who passed away in 2015, and he was Spock in Star Trek. So after your sports point today, we will ask you next question, and is your favorite science fiction character? Let's see how Jack gets this wrong. Jack, what is your favorite science fiction character?
Yeah, I think I get the biggest answer, Yoda. Next question.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I had to take Yoda off the board.
Yep.
He's the GOAT.
Yoda's a good one. Ike, science fiction? Yoda's a good one. It's a great one.
Let me work him over here.
Listen. Okay. I could say the sky's blue today. Like, would say, you really think that?
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you realize the type of show it's going to be today.
I'm standing up today.
Well, I'm just saying, Yoda, you haven't even seen the original Star Trek.
Star Wars. Yeah, you haven't even seen it.
No, I know. But I know Yoda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And Baby Yoda from the other show that was out.
Yes.
Also a goat.
Okay.
Yep.
That is kind of a cheap answer. You've never seen the original Star Wars.
Well, I Googled it.
Okay. All right. Don't Google if you're going to do science fiction character. Give your favorite science fiction character, Ike.
I'm going with the Predator.
Oh, the Predator's awesome.
Yes.
Now, youngins
now,
like Jack don't know
the Predator was, actually.
I don't know who played him.
Yeah.
But it was a great flick.
Yes.
Schwarzenegger, Jesse the Body Ventura. Mm-hmm. So mine is my favorite science fiction character, Officer Alex Murphy, who ended up being RoboCop. I think RoboCop.
That name sounded familiar.
RoboCop was an underrated movie. I think people don't talk about RoboCop enough. I even enjoyed RoboCop 2.
Yeah, 1 and 2 was good.
Yes, 1 and 2. All right, 215-592-9494. The national media says the Philly ESPN has the Phillies as the number 3 team in baseball, number 2 most likely to win the World Series. Do you think they're overrated by the national media? Ike says yes. And next question, they give us your favorite science fiction character. Dave in Pottstown, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, listen, I'm a Phillies fan, and I'm approaching this season this way. If the Eagles had lost the Super Bowl, I'm thinking, well, I hope the Phillies can win the World Series. Now that the Eagles have won the Super Bowl, I kind of look at it as, hey, these guys better win the World. I mean, why can't we win the World Series? Eagles could win the Super Bowl. Why can't the Phillies win the World Series? So my expectation going in right now is it's kind of based on having that high from the Eagles Super Bowl into the season going, okay, I think, you know, are they great? I don't know if they're great or not. Are they going to win everything? I don't know. But my expectation now is hey, we could win it. Let's do it. Let's better win it.
I don't know how that's gonna work out for you overall, Dave.
Yeah.
If you just base every expectation on the Eagles, yeah.
No,
so basically, you said because of the Eagles won, the Philly should win.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, yeah. That's kind of my expectation now is, you know, the Eagles did it. You know, we didn't know last year what the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl. We all thought they had a great team, blah, 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 blah. Talked about it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Phillies. It was like, okay, we're talking about it. They have a great team. They're ranked, ESPN, all this crap. But they could win it. They could win it all. Okay, why not? Why not the Phillies?
It's not the best one to have on my side, to be quite honest.
No, you're going
to
get a lot of this today.
Yeah,
I know it.
Blind hope.
Yep.
Yeah. Dave, next question today. Give us your favorite science fiction character.
Big fan of Jabba the Hutt. I think he's just a slimy.
That's a good one. We're just going to go through all
the Star Wars characters.
All the Star Wars characters, yeah.
Well, at least that's one of the originals.
I think we've talked about this. You had the Star Wars figurines, right, when
you
were younger?
Mm-hmm.
Jabba the Hutt one was a good one.
Yep.
I don't want to say any of the other ones because I don't want to
ruin a lot of them.
Yeah. But it was good. And I had the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Which was I'm just going to say it. I had the Darth Vader case to hold all the figurines in.
Yes.
I was a privileged
little
jerk. Yes,
Spike, we know
jerk.
You had
yes.
all the toys.
Well, I know.
Yes.
I know.
You
I
got
know.
Them brand new. Yes, we know.
You had black and white TV, eating butter sandwiches or whatever. I get it. Different upbringings. I understand. Dad got me the job.
Let's
do the whole thing.
Yeah, I wasn't going down that road.
You'd say it out loud, but I could feel it.
Make me
feel
it's
bad for
toys,
having toys.
You got all the toys, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That
had a good big wheel, too.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any friends.
The best part was all your stuff was new.
It was.
Yeah. Try going to the thrift store to get stuff.
Yeah, you don't even know what a hand-me-down is, do you?
Exactly,
You didn't even have any siblings. Shut up. You didn't have any hand-me-downs.
You don't even get involved in this.
You don't have to share anything.
I get everything I want.
Yeah. That's why you are the way you are.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think we know what it means.
Yeah.
I didn't get what I wanted last year. Never mind.
I know.
We had company. They got earphones.
We do have company.
Yes.
Chris Flood and the team from Verizon is here today. We actually have like an in-studio audience, which is cool on one side and also
studio
terrifying
audience.
For me. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like having
a laugh track in the background.
Yes. It is good.
You know? Yes.
It's like positive reinforcement.
Yes.
The team at Verizon made donations this year for every Eagle sack, which means $15,000 went to the Travis Mannion Foundation, which we are very thankful for. So thank you all. And thank you for smiling while we talk. Which is to me equal to the donation. Donation, very good. But thank you for being such great partners, and thank you. Thank you for visiting as well. So, all right, 215-592-9494. ESPN Power Rankings have the Phillies as the number 3 team in baseball. They got the second most votes to win the World Series. Are they being overrated?
Third highest payroll, too.
Third highest payroll behind the Dodgers and the Mets. Mm. Are they being overrated by the national media? Ike says yes. I say no. And Fritz, of course, says no. Coming up next, the Giants have their second new quarterback in like 3 days. And there's going to be a new kickoff rule in the NFL. We will discuss that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.